This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, all right, all right. Wait, so you're saying Angels in the outfield was after Dazed and Confused?
Yeah, 93 to 94.
Or was it his first
speaking role? We talked about this last segment, Matthew McConaughey being in Angels in the outfield. He was in Angels in the outfield. He was a right fielder or an outfielder or something. And he had his shirt off a lot or something like that at various points in the movie. I don't know why that was. I don't know why he did, but he was in the movie in 1994. 1993, he was featured in Dazed.
Dazed and Confused came out a year earlier.
For the very famous line, "All right, all right, all right."
Something about high school girls, man.
Yeah. I get older, they stay the same age.
So there you go. Welcome back to the Bo Johnson Experience. Now you've been educated on movies. Jody James reached out on Twitter, who is a regular listener of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy as well. Yes, Major League number one, Sandlot number two. Look, you can flip-flop them, but if you don't have both of those movies in your top two, then you're just doing baseball movies wrong. I don't know what to tell you. We're coming in with Drake for a reason. I mean, not Drake, Usher. So I wrote Drake on my notes, but that's the wrong Drake. Not the musician.
Just a bit outside. He
tried the corner and missed. Ball eight. Ball four, ball eight. Where was I? Braves announced this week, as we get into the week that was, they are giving away an Usher bobblehead on June 18th. This is going to be a first 15,000 fans through the gates get this bobblehead night. All right? You can anticipate that these lines will be as long as they were for Luda, as long as they were for Outkast, maybe. It's going to be a pretty slick-looking bobblehead. If you can remember Usher's Super Bowl performance, he had on this blue suit, and he wore roller skates during the halftime show. Well, it's that Usher that's on this bobblehead.
That's so cool.
He's got roller skates on. With both of his hands, he's doing a peace up, A-Town down, peace up with one hand, A-Town down with the other. He's got a Braves hat on with the logo upside down. I'm not sure what that's for.
This is the best decision that the Braves ever made. Yeah. Getting this stuff, doing this stuff is just so
with the
cool.
Atlanta artists?
Atlanta artists.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, like, that's the coolest. I still have the Outkast one, and I saw that they were selling for like $200, $250.
Yeah.
No, it's sitting on my – that's at my house.
Same.
That's my city. You know, like this is the personification of Atlanta, and I love it.
So I will, through one channel or another, be able to get some bobbleheads. You know, Tara is a huge baseball fan, just like myself. I'm a baseball fan. Also try to get bobbleheads for Randy's son, Samson. Some of them I have season ticket holders that can meet me after the game and they'll just give them to me. That's where I get most of them from. It took me a year to get an Outcast bobblehead. A year. And it sits on our bobblehead shelf. So a little bit of peeling back the curtain in my life. Tara has her own collection of bobbleheads. I have my own collection of bobbleheads. She takes all of hers out of the box. I leave all mine in the box. They are in two completely different rooms in our house. When you walk in our house, there's a Braves shelf full of bobbleheads. That's where all hers are. You got to go upstairs to what we call the game cave, because it's not a man cave, because I don't hang out there too often. There's no door. It's just an open room. It looks like a museum in there. I've got all my stuff in there. That's where all my bobbleheads are. They're all on a shelf and display, but they're all in boxes.
Yours are for the resale value.
Yeah, and they're easier to stack that way. I guess. I've just been doing that for years.
What's the point of not having a bobblehead if you don't even take it out of the box?
I don't know, man. I've just been doing it now, and now it's just a thing. So
yeah, and that's I guess.
Now, I do, whenever we get bobbleheads these days, because I don't think that I'm going to sell these. Probably ever.
No, probably not.
So most of them don't have any bobblehead value. That we get, I give to Tara if we get one, to be unboxed and put on her shelf.
That's respectable.
The second bobblehead that we get, I will give to Randy's son, Samson. Unless it's a bobblehead that I know Olivia would want, like a blooper or something like that. And then I'll try to get one for Andy, too, because he has young kids. And so it's not till the third bobblehead that I procure does it go up in my room. Unless it's one that I just like. The Paul Skeens bobblehead that I sent them to Pittsburgh.
That's the life of a dad.
Yeah, but, you know, it's fine. The Paul Skeens bobblehead, I straight up deboed Tara's daughter for hers. Technically hers. It was mine. I paid for the tickets, you know, so. But, and now I have, there's a boxed one and there's an unboxed one of that one, so.
That's cool.
Yeah. Braves did play baseball this week. They beat the Boston Red Sox 2 out of 3. They won Friday, lost Saturday. One on Sunday, very good, with a lot of help from this guy.
Second consecutive start for the rookie. Liner left field, it falls. And Baldwin gets the Braves on the board. 1-0 in the first inning. Drake Baldwin just continues to impress game after game.
Say Drake. So I wrote Drake because I was going to remind myself to tell Garrett to play that clip. And I said Drake instead of Usher. 40 and slips. I do it a lot. All right, something else that happened over the weekend. By the way, the Braves do start a series in Washington on Tuesday. They finally get a freaking day off tomorrow. And Spencer Strider takes the mound on Tuesday versus the Washington Nationals. Garrett, how do you feel about Drake Baldwin, and what do you think we should do about this catching situation?
I don't know
that there's a situation.
There's not a situation. What you're doing right now is fantastic, and you got to stick with it. You're not benching Sean Murphy.
You don't bench Sean Murphy.
You don't trade Sean Murphy.
If you trade Sean Murphy, do you understand how asinine that sounds? What the hell are you going to do then? Because your third best catcher, Chadwick Trump, is off with another organization now, and he wasn't that great. Sorry, Chadwick. I know you're listening, but
I like Chadwick Trump.
He was a great dude. Had fun hair.
There's a reason that the Braves are at their best when they have two catchers. Having two catchers
that can hit.
And two catchers who can
and
hit.
And this situation is better.
But you're also not bitching Sean Murphy because he does something else that's extremely valuable.
Like defense?
Yes.
Yes. 100%.
Plus, he also rakes. He's calling games. Like if a catcher's ability to manage a pitching staff.
Which
is
Sean Murphy does.
Critical. And there's a reason the Braves have a top 5 ERA in the National
Correct.
League. It's Sean Murphy.
Now, I don't even know, how would you feel if Snit just went to a righty-lefty split? See, I don't like that idea because then you're not playing Sean Murphy enough. So I think find your spots for Drake. Let him play every Sunday. Find another day during the week. If we play 5 games, Murphy plays 3, Drake plays 2, I'm okay with
that. I'm fine with that.
Give Ozuna a day off every now and again and let Drake DH. You get him at-bats that way. You know, if you're facing a righty, I wouldn't mind you, if you're facing a righty sometimes, give Ozuna a day off there and put the Drake in versus the righty.
This is one of those things that people define as a good problem.
It is a very good problem to have.
It's a very
good
problem.
But getting rid
problem.
Of Sean Murphy you're is not asinine.
That is creating a problem. And actually, Grant McCauley had a good thought about this as well. One of the many good thoughts that he has when he's on with From the Diamond. But he said, effectively, you sign these guys to these long-term contracts and you don't deal with no trade clauses or anything like that because there's faith in the organization that it's going to hold on to and do what's best for you. If the Braves turn around and trade Sean Murphy, you're going to lose that benefit of the doubt.
100%.
That's a very realistic
No, you don't do that. And they won't do that.
And they're not doing it anyway, so it's a moot point. It's stupid to talk about it, and it's not happening. Sean Murphy's not getting traded. It's ridiculous.
Speaking of trading people or maybe demoting or releasing people, there is going to be a couple of those probably this week, one of which whenever Spencer Strider officially gets reinstated.
Dylan Dodd, by the way, just sent down, clearing open a spot.
There you go. So Dylan Dodd sent down. We're going to have to come to another decision probably in the next couple weeks because this guy is going to be coming back as well.
3-2 pitch. In the air, straightaway, center and deep. Back goes Deloach, warning track, wall. This is off the batter's eye and gone. A bomb from La Bestia. Ronald Acuna Jr. is back. He does the shuffle around third. High fives, manager Kanakoa Teixeira. Completing his first Stripers homer since 2018. This place is rocking right now, thanks to Ronald. We're tied at two.
He got the slider low, didn't miss it on the full
Ronald Acuna
pitch.
Jr. is back, baby. Well, not yet. I like that he said first home run as a striper since 2018. Let's hope that he never hits another one.
Did you see the picture that they used?
No, I did not. Was
they great? They used his picture from when he was like 2017, 2018. It was 2017. How he had like 3 weeks where he played Stripers baseball so the Braves could hold on to his, like get that extra year or something.
Yeah, they
didn't
want to start his time clock.
And they didn't want to start his time clock. So they,
that's
used
fantastic.
That picture. It's like an old picture of Ronald.
Ronald Acuna Jr. goes yard, yickety, YOLO, whatever you want to call it, in Gwinnett at the Stripers
back,
game.
Back.
He went so you were 400 something feet. Didn't hit one.
Back.
As far as Marcell Ozuna, who hit one.
I'm Ozuna from the Braves.
Out of Fenway Park twice over the weekend. I think once Friday and once Sunday. Be wary of your parking spots at Fenway Park when the Braves are in town. University of Georgia advances to the Super Regionals in the NCAA softball tournament. 16 teams host. There's a lot of teams left. Started with 64. Now we're down to something. Not as many, but a lot of them are gone. Maybe we started with, I don't know, I'm confusing myself. So Georgia advances, that's all you need to know. Other teams are advancing. So the Eastern and Western Conference Finals are decided. Oklahoma City Thunder will play the Minnesota Timberwolves that starts on Tuesday. The Knicks and the Pacers will bash heads on Wednesday. Scottie Scheffler wins the PGA Championship today, finishes at 13 under. Only needed, is that right, 13 under? Something like that. He won. 11 under. Went into today 10 under with a three-stroke lead over Jon Rahm, who just fell apart and fell out of the top 10 completely. But that's how golf works. So frustrating of a game, but so much fun. Elsewhere in the world, the Baltimore Orioles. Let me see if I can find this stat line, though. So the Baltimore Orioles fired their manager, Brandon Hyde, after just a crappy start. And then you get to, I think it was today's game, might have been last night's game, one of the first games they played without him, I think it was last night, where they get shelled in the first inning. Pitcher has to come out after only recording maybe an out. And in comes Charlie Morton for probably what was his best pitching performance of the season. Let me find that for you real fast. Let's see. I know you're so excited to hear Charlie Morton's stats, but look, man, we love Charlie Morton.
Talking about this game against Washington?
It may have been.
Yeah, so that's 4 1/3 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. It's earned, 6 strikeouts and a walk.
That was out of the bullpen, mind you. Charlie Morton has pitched so bad. He was the worst pitcher in baseball for a certain stretch of time. Look, if the Baltimore,
do you know what his wins above replacement is right now?
With the Orioles alone, it's probably
just
negative.
Just in 2025.
Negative.
It's not just that it's negative. It's negative 1.1.
So he has single-handedly lost them a game.
He's 0-7.
Is what that's saying.
He's 0-7 with a 7.68 ERA over 12 games and 6 starts.
Yeah,
he's
been
41.
Bad.
He has 41 innings and a 40 and only 40 strikeouts and a WHIP of 1.756.
Come on home, Charlie.
No.
Come on
okay.
home.
We don't. No, it's okay.
We can sit him in Gwinnett for a little bit, and then see how he does. And if we get an injury, dude, just like Jesse, he'll pitch better here. Jesse's still in Gwinnett dealing. Jesse dealing on Saturday. That's what I heard because I had friends in attendance. I'm just saying. No, I don't like that face you're giving me, Garrett.
look, I don't like the idea of Charlie Morton's not coming to the bullpen. Like that's
he's in the Orioles bullpen right now.
Yeah, the 15-win Orioles. Yeah, they
just fired their manager. Maybe they'll make Charlie Morton. I want Charlie Morton back here so he can be a coach here one day.
I like Charlie Morton as a coach. Yeah. He's very cerebral.
We drafted him.
He's very
lives in the area,
cerebral.
I think. All right.
Drafted him in 2002.
Hey, so in about 30 minutes or so, whatever the last segment of the show is, we're going to start at about 9:40 or so. It's going to be Ask Each Other Anything, 404-726-0929. You can text us a question on the text line if you would like. You can also call us for Ask Each Other Anything, 404-726-0929. We have one segment in between now and then, so we're going to clean some stuff up. I have some more stories that we're going to tell you about in the week that was, including some lucky billionaire probably just spent almost $3 million on a basketball jersey. And we also had a pretty big announcement as far as the World Baseball Classic goes this week. I'm going to get into all those things. Plus, I'm going to tell you the rest of the cities that are going to you can go to see the Falcons this year and what you can do while you're in those. Lots more to go in the next 40 minutes or so. It's the Bo Johnson Experience on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Y'all gonna make me go all out up in here. Welcome back to The Experience. Two segments left, 404-726-0929. If you want to shoot us a question for Ask Each Other Anything, there are a couple questions on the text line from previous segments, but I'm going to save them for Ask Each Other Anything because we have a whole segment devoted to questions, and that's what we're going to do with that. But give us a call if you would like to ask us a question. So we got a few things to roll through here. We're going to try to get through them all. We're going to finish up the week that was because there were some other exciting tidbits of news that happened over the last week. Phillies' Jose Alvarado gets an 80-game PED suspension. So take that, Phillies. One of the Phillies pitchers that was actually doing his job this season had an under 3 ERA, striking folks out. What's most funny about this situation, though, is the reason that Jose Alvarado gives for his PED suspension. You know, Jerickson Profar earlier in the season, suspended for 80 games, was supposed to be the answer for the Braves in left field. I don't know if Alex Verdugo was listening to me this week while talking on the Midday Show with Andy Randy or the Steakhouse, but he started to hit the ball over the weekend, and so maybe Alex Verdugo can stay in left field. Me, before this week, before this weekend series, I was kind of done with Alex Verdugo. He's not really been hitting. It was fun for, you know, at the start, but maybe he's not an everyday left fielder. Maybe Eli White rolls over there and they split some time as they are a lefty-righty. That's probably what happens. But Jerickson Profar owned up to it. My bad. Suspended. Jose Alvarado blames it on losing weight. So there was an illegal substance in whatever weight loss plan that he was doing or taking. And that does make a little bit of sense because a lot of weight loss medication is basically speed. Because you're not hungry when you do speed, so I've heard. Speeds up, like when you get a caffeine buzz or when you drink a Celsius or a Red Bull or something like that, you don't get hungry. A lot of people drink Red Bull to lose weight. So maybe that could happen like that. I don't know. Who was the cat out for the Padres who says that he got it while somebody was doing his hair or washing his hair? Got it from a hair care product. Just own up to it. Pretty cool news for as far as the World Baseball Classic in 2026 is concerned. So we know that Mark DeRosa is going to be the manager. We know that Aaron Judge is going to be the captain. So now Paul Skeens officially commits. Pittsburgh Pirates phenom, fireballer, 2023 national champion with LSU. Paul Skeens has thrown his hat into the mix, and he is going to pitch for Team USA in the 2026 World Baseball Classic. For those of you that know me, I absolutely love this baseball tournament. I'm a huge baseball fan. I love college baseball. I love the international game, though, in this tournament because I love seeing players play for their home countries and play against each other when they're teammates. If I could take you back to the 2017 World Baseball Classic when Adam Jones robs Manny Machado. They were both playing together on the Orioles at the time. This was, if I'm not mistaken, the semis when Team USA beat Team Puerto Rico. A huge moment in the game. Manny Machado hits a bullet out to freaking right center field. Adam Jones, playing center field at the time, runs over there and robs him. Manny Machado with the hat nod. And then, of course, the 2022 World Baseball Classic, or 23? When did we actually finally ended up getting in? It was 23, I guess. Last year? No, 2 years ago, because it's in 25 now. There you go. Math. 2023 World Baseball Classic ends with Shohei Ohtani striking out Mike Trout. They both played together on the Angels, of course, at times. This is how the whole tournament ended. In the finals, down to the last at-bat, Ohtani versus Trout. This is exactly the drama that you want watching the World Baseball Classic. It was phenomenal theater. Didn't like how it turned out. You know, I'm a fan of Team USA, of course. But I have that strikeout saved as a drop that I use from time to time here. But Paul Skeens, pitcher for Team USA, love it. Paul Skeens, as a former military man, he went to Air Force Academy. When he was selected to play for the 18 and under, or the, I guess it was the college Team USA, he said it was one of the biggest honors in his life, and I'm sure he feels the same way about pitching for Team USA in the WBC in 2026. Pete Rose, shoeless Joe Jackson, reinstated by Major League Baseball. The Reds do a pretty cool thing. This happens on Tuesday. The Reds have a Pete Rose night on Wednesday. Barry Larkin in attendance. Eric Davis in attendance. Other players that played with Pete Rose and for Pete Rose were in attendance. It's kind of crazy to think about when you get – when Major League Baseball banishes you or suspends you for life, there can be no you in Major League Baseball. So there has been not one Pete Rose bobblehead night, not one Pete Rose jersey given away. There has been no mention of Pete Rose as far as Major League Baseball and Cincinnati Reds have been concerned the entire time that he was suspended. That goes back to, like, I don't know, 1990 or 89 or something like that. Whenever they, you know, bust him for betting on his own team, was his own team. So for them to have a tribute night for Pete Rose immediately following the announcement of his reinstatement, I thought was pretty cool. He's up in a couple of years whenever he gets to whatever the older guy's ballot is for the world, for the Baseball Hall of Fame. I sincerely hope that these jacklegs put him in and don't try to be gatekeepers on the Hall of Fame. As Grant was saying earlier on From the Diamond, it's likely that only one guy will get in because there's 48 guys. You need 12 votes. If there's only 48 first-place votes and one person to get in needs at least 12 of them, you can see how if one person is slanted one way, like if Pete Rose gets 20-some votes, nobody else is getting in. Hope that happens. I would like to see Joe Jackson get in too. But Pete Rose, you know, look, he leads Major League Baseball in hits forever. Like, career leader. Shoeless Joe Jackson had a career batting average in the top five, I think. But I don't think he leads Major League Baseball in any other categories. You know, he got a movie about him. Probably going to be no Pete Rose movies. There will be a Pete Rose movie. Who's going to play Pete Rose? Wow, that'll be fun. Who's a violent slider of actors? Who slides violently? Like, Pete Rose slid into second base. It was violent. You know, it was not really much of a slide, more of a dive. Just an angry dive. Pete Rose diving into second base. Anyways, for those of you that are L.A. Dodger fans, or for the rest of us that are fans of the other 29 teams in Major League Baseball, don't want to see the Dodgers get any worse or better, tough toenails, because the Dodgers are about to get a pitcher back that's been playing on their team for the last year and a half as a DH and won the MVP last year, if I'm not mistaken. As a DH, it's Shohei Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani throws a bullpen session over the weekend, threw a 50-pitcher. For some context, Spencer Strider just threw like a 60-pitch bullpen session last week for the Braves, and he's starting this week for the Braves as a pitcher on the team. So I don't know that it's going to be before the All-Star break. It might be. But Ohtani is going to pitch for the Los Angeles Dodgers this season, as if him being a hitter for the Dodgers wasn't enough. Journalism wins the Preakness. That's our 10 seconds on horse racing. And Morris the Alligator passes away last week. For those of you who don't know who Morris the Alligator is, he is the alligator that bit off Chubb's hand in Happy Gilmore.
He's up there to go be with Chubbs and with Abraham Lincoln.
Chubbs and Abraham Lincoln. That's correct. So Morris the Alligator passes away. And finally, so we used to have a small segment that I would do, what rich people spend their money on. And then I kind of ran out of things that rich people were spending their money on, so it kind of just goes away from time to time. Well, now it's back, what rich people spend their money on. It wasn't even around long enough to get imaging. But there was a Michael Jordan jersey just obtained at auction from the 92-93 season by some rich guy. For $2.5 million, one jersey. All right. For you to spend $2.5 million on one piece of sports memorabilia, you have to have at least $100 million in the bank, right? Does that seem like
more than that?
You think? I mean, if I had $100 million, I would drop $2.5 million on something. Probably.
Maybe a house.
I would probably blow $100 million very quickly.
But not on something like a jersey?
No, you don't think so. So you think more?
Million?
Than,
you're telling me 2% of your net worth is tied up into a basketball jersey.
Well, Garrett,
jersey.
I spend 2% of my net worth on t-shirts as it is already.
That's true.
Very
you have
foolishly.
More t-shirts.
Very if you foolishly.
Wore, if you wore one t-shirt every single day from your collection, it
almost
would take
a year.
You probably 3 years to go through.
Now,
your
I have
shirts.
260 something t-shirts. Tara counted them one.
That's nuts. I don't know
why. When we moved,
that's crazy.
I think I purged whenever we moved and bought our house in Peachtree Corners. I did purge. I did a purge.
It's okay.
And I got rid of probably, I don't know, 40, 50.
Damn.
And then she counted them, and there was like 260-something. So not quite not a year. You know, I got a good
That's a lot of t-shirts,
10
though.
Months or so. You know?
That's a lot of t-shirts.
And I try not.
I own a lot of t-shirts, but I think I generally wear only like, I roll through like 60 of them.
So I try not to wear t-shirts, but once a month. If some, my favorites, I try to only wear like once a month.
That's fair.
Because like, I don't want to wear, I definitely Ronald don't want to wear.
Your Braves ones are pretty cool.
Yeah. I have some good ones. And I see other good ones and I just spend money on them. I can't help myself. It's like, yeah. I got some in the other day. Got a real cool one I'm going to wear to work tomorrow. You work here tomorrow? Because I found one that has the Beast on it. Mitch's talking
Man.
About Sandlot.
That's awesome.
I wore one last week, so homage.
The number one movie in baseball history, right?
Number two.
Homage, number one baseball movie ever.
Homage, who sells very comfortable t-shirts.
Sure.
Did some Sandlot shirts, and I wore one last week. Says, pitcher got a big butt from Sandlot. It's amazing.
I'm more of a comfort
guy. So now I'm wearing one. I'm wearing one tomorrow. One of our questions on, and we're about to have to go, but one of our questions about that we're going to use and ask each other anything in the next segment has to do with Sandlot. It's a pretty good one. And then we're going to also try to get to, so this is what we're going to do. Before we get to ask each other anything in the next segment, I'm going to go through weeks 9, 10, 12, 13, and 15 of road trips that you can go to watch the Falcons. I'm even going to cover Berlin. I'm going to give you some things to do in Berlin. When you go watch the Falcons play the Indianapolis Colts in Berlin in week 10, I got a whole list of stuff you can do. Because you don't want to just go to Berlin for the weekend. You know, you want to make a week out of it, or at least a long weekend, 5 days, 4 days. Then we're going to play Ask Each Other Anything. And we're going to do all that in the next segment. And that's going to be coming up in about 5 minutes or so. It's the Bo Johnson Experience on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Don't want to be. Shout out to my boys who are probably not out there listening. But I get it. Y'all got families. That would be my boys, Andy and Randy. You'll hear me tomorrow on that very show. And the steakhouse. As this radio thing's like an everyday thing. So Garrett told me something during the break that I just find hilarious. The guy that suspended Shoeless Joe Jackson's name was Kennesaw Mountain. And yes, I'm telling you the truth. 100% serious. At least Garrett believes this is so, and I'm pretty sure he got this information off the internet.
Everything on the internet is true.
Kennesaw Mountain was this guy's first name and last name?
Yeah, so he was the first commissioner of baseball, and he was so he was the first commissioner of baseball, and he came into office in 1920 and was there until 1944.
So,
and the guy who replaced him, his name was Happy.
Of course it was.
I love it. But this is also like 1920.
So this person's parents, this person's last name was Mountain.
His last name was Landis. His name was Kennesaw Mountain Landis? Kennesaw Mountain Landis. That's the name of the guy.
Wow.
He was a jurist.
And he's neither from Kennesaw.
He's from.
Or a mountain.
He's from Millville,
not
Ohio.
Not even from Georgia. He's from Ohio.
And he died in Chicago.
I wonder, was the city of Kennesaw named after his family or something? How many people can be named Kennesaw? I've never heard of one person named Kennesaw.
How many people are named, whose middle name is Mountain?
Only the Mountain is the only one I know of. And he was a fictitious character on Game of Thrones. Wow.
Yeah.
Kennesaw Mountain suspended Joe Jackson.
Yeah. And he was buddies with Theodore Roosevelt.
Man.
He was the judge for the United States District Court for the Northern District of Illinois. And he did that until he did that at the same time that he was the commissioner of baseball.
That's kind of crazy.
That's crazy.
All right.
For 2 years.
Y'all want to take a trip to go see the Falcons? I'm going to give you stuff to do. So we're on week 9. If you want to go see the Falcons in New England, Boston, here's some things to do in Boston when you go see the Falcons in New England. The number one thing I had on my list, because the first thing that I would do as soon as I get off the plane in Boston is go to the Sam Adams Brewery. I love the product. I'm a huge Sam Adams fan. I have more Sam Adams mirrors and lights and things in my house than any other beer or liquor brand that exists. Huge fan of their product. Don't drink a whole lot of beer anymore, though, but still want to go there. The Boston Public Garden. That was the first public botanical garden, I think, ever, at least in the United States. Go there. See botanicals publicly. The Freedom Trail. This looks pretty cool if you're a history buff. This is a 2.5-mile history of the American Revolution. Maybe that's where Paul Revere rode. Because that seems like he probably rode for 2.5 miles. That's the right war, right? No?
I actually think I have a friend who just did something like this. It's not Paul. I don't think it's Paul Revere.
The Freedom Trail?
Yes, yeah, so you go through a
same
lot of
war,
different...
Same war, though. Maybe Paul
it's
Revere didn't ride in
war. Yeah. But it's... I'm sure you look at spots where Paul Revere went, but it's... I mean, the Boston Massacre. There's a lot of other things that transpired.
There's also a place called The View Boston, where you can take a 360-degree view of the skyline. There's also the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. All right, so there you go. Lots of stuff to do in Boston. Week 10, if you're going to go to Germany to see the Atlanta Falcons, and I know you are, plan now. Buy your tickets now. Get on that Expedia. Get you some plane tickets. There's several tours you can take. That are walking tours of Berlin, of Germany. Lots of history in Berlin. Some negative, some positive. But, you know, you got to tell both sides of history. All right? You can go to the Reichstag building, which is a glass dome, 360-degree view of Berlin. So it's a big building with a glass dome on it. Glass domes are cool. You can go to the Brandenburg Gate. You can go to the East Side Gallery, which is an open-air gallery where the Berlin Wall was. The Brandenburg Gate is the gate that you would go through to cross from East Berlin to West Berlin. Berlin Wall comes down. Now you can still go see the gate, but you can also go to the East Side Gallery. There's pieces of the Berlin Wall still there that have been turned into art and murals. That would be pretty cool. You can go to the Topography of Terror, which is a museum that has probably some World War II stuff in it that's not for the faint of heart. Hence the name, Topography of Terror. You can visit Museum Island, which sounds like it's an island full of museums. On there, you can see the Berlin Cathedral. It's actually Checkpoint Charlie is in Berlin, where you cross from East and West Berlin. So the Brandenburg Gate is just a fancy gate in Germany. You can go to Tiergarten. Tiergarten's got park, monuments, lakes, and beer gardens. That's the first place. You can find me at Tiergarten when we go see the Falcons play the Colts in Week 10. All right. You can also go to Alexanderplatz. It's a TV tower. So if you look at skyline of Berlin, it's got that needle-looking tower with a big ball on top of it. That's Alexanderplatz. Shopping, dining, people watching, probably some beer there too. Lots of beer in Germany. Great place for beer. Great place to go watch a game. Week 12. This would be outside of going to Germany. This is the road trip I'm taking because I'm going to go home. Week 12, the Falcons do visit New Orleans. Crazy how the Falcons don't play the Saints until week 12 and then in 18. I very much like playing one division game early, one division game late. They do open with the Bucks, if I'm not mistaken. So, but yeah, hey, look, French Quarter, and outside of the French Quarter, that's a big touristy place in New Orleans. Lots of history there, too. Lots of restaurants, food, great time in the French Quarter. But venture out. Go to New Orleans City Park, where you can play City Putt, which is a New Orleans-themed mini golf course. There's like two courses, lots of fun. You got kids. There's also a tree in City Park that sings. All right? I think it may be called the Singing Tree. And it really sings. In this tree, there are life-size wind chimes. No, not life, human-sized. Not life-size, because life-size, that's, you know, human-sized wind chimes in this big-ass tree. And they just hang there, and they sing. It's pretty cool. You can sit under it. You can listen. You can take pictures. Pretty cool. You can go on a steamboat ride in New Orleans. You can go to Caesars, the casino. You can go to the National World War II Museum, which is pretty cool. You can take freaking ghost tours. Something you can do in New Orleans where you can go see a lot of the history of New Orleans, a lot of the old houses and homes. You can also see where famous people live. You can go on a ghost tour, and you'll go through all the historic houses and areas of New Orleans. You can also go to the Audubon Zoo or the Audubon Aquarium. Both are great. I love zoos and aquariums. So go to New Orleans. Week 12 at the New York Jets. Now, you may be thinking, oh, crap, there's too much stuff to do in Times Square. Capitol Building, Statue of Liberty. Not so fast, my friends. The New York Jets don't play in New York. The Jets play in East Rutherford, New Jersey. So what you can do in East Rutherford, New Jersey, you can go to Six Flags Great Adventure. Who doesn't love a theme park? You can go to the Liberty Science Center. I love a science museum. One of my most favorite things to do or go to science museums. They also have an aquarium called the Adventure Aquarium. They have a zoo. It's called the Turtleback Zoo, where inside the Turtleback Zoo, there are free-range peacocks. All right? This would do nothing but remind me of growing up. I grew up, my parents had, I want to call it, it's kind of a farm. It was like a Noah's Ark of farms, where my dad didn't want a farm to, like, raise cattle for beef or pigs for bacon. He wanted just a couple of things. So he had two horses. There was a goat. There was a few chickens. There were some peacocks. There were some guineas. So he had a donkey, one donkey. All right. He just wanted like one or two of a bunch of things. So there's free range peacocks at the Turtleback Zoo in East Rutherford, New Jersey. And you want to drive to Atlantic City. That's only a couple hours away from East Rutherford. And if you want to go to Tampa in week 15, pretty close drive, 7.5, 8 hours or so. The Florida Aquarium, Tampa Museum of Art, Seminole Hard Rock Casino, and the Hyde Park Village in Tampa, where you can go buy stuff and shop for things. There you go, Falcons fans. If you're trying to pick a week to make a road trip, take the family. Pardon me. Take the friends. I've just laid it out for you, all the things you're going to be able to do inside or at these cities where the Falcons are going to be playing this year. All right. Ask each other anytime. Ask each other anything time. So something that Reese, what's up, Reese, my boy? He's saying we should name this segment AEW, Ask Each Other Wildness. Now, I like that idea. I just don't know if I would get sued by AEW, the wrestling company. I'm going to look into that. May just do that. I like it better than Ask Each Other Anything, because I straight up ripped that off of the Andy and Randy show, where we have Ask Me Anything instead of Ask Each Other Anything. Better wings, garlic parmesan or teriyaki. I got to go garlic parmesan there, but even better from the 678. I'm going to take hot sauce and mix garlic parmesan sauce with it. Garrett, what do you say?
I like that.
Oh, it's so good.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, if I just go over to the local, anything that they have over at the local is incredible.
Yeah.
Like they have this spicy Korean barbecue that is just stunning.
That's a wing sauce, or that's just spicy Korean barbecue?
It's a wing sauce.
Oh, wow. Sounds delicious.
Oh, my God. Go over and check it out. It's so good. It's so good.
I may have to do that.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason the place has a line. I mean, it opens at 5:30 at night, and there's a line by 5:30. it's already deep. You're rolling deep.
If you're looking for wings out there, they only have a few flavors, but as far as tasty, tasty, freaking moist, delicious wings... I just discovered this about a month ago, Fire and Stone and Peachtree Corners. They have pretty good pizza, too, because it's a pizza joint, but they have great wings. I think they're roasted or broiled or something like that. Matt, let's go out to Matt. Matt, what you got for us on Ask Each Other Anything?
Hey, man, what's going on, guys?
What's happening with you?
Love the show.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Look, I'm a long-time listener. But I was trying to chime in about the whole Berlin Wall thing for a minute. I went to high school with a guy, and I don't want to give his last name out or his first name.
That's fine.
But I will say this, man. Like, it's Checkpoint Charlie.
Yeah.
He was the last guy to walk through Checkpoint Charlie.
What?
I'm dead serious.
And That's crazy.
I guess I'm giving my age out by saying this, but. He was the last guy to walk through Checkpoint Charlie.
So you were in high school. So when did the Berlin Wall come down? Like, I don't know, 35 years ago?
Well, no, it was in 89.
Well, there you go. Yes, that's
90 or 91 or 92. Yeah.
Nice. So, well, see, I was actually in like middle school back then. So, I mean, you're not that much older than I am. That's pretty cool, man. You actually knew the guy that walked through Checkpoint Charlie. For the final time.
The exact last guy that walked through Checkpoint Charlie.
Matt, that's fantastic, man. Appreciate that. That's pretty awesome. And now, Matt, you can go watch the Falcons play in Berlin versus the Colts, and you can walk through Checkpoint Charlie yourself. How cool would that be? Appreciate the phone call, Matt. Back out to the text line. Bo used to run restaurants. Did you ever see employees quit a day or two after working or even quit after a half day? So... I tried to hire great people and then treat them nicely so that they did not do that. But I have seen that in the restaurant business. I've actually seen that a lot. Not from restaurants that I ran, though. Because, you know, you gotta hire the right people. You got to take interviews seriously. You know, I didn't really hire a bunch of people if they were to have – this is a – look, any youngsters out there, if you switch jobs a bunch – you're not going to be able to get jobs. Like, if I had somebody that I was going to hire and they have had three jobs in the last year, I'm probably just throwing that application away. That's not a good sign. All right? You want to see some longevity. You want to see some levity. You want people to stay with jobs. You want a commitment. All right? It's not as easy as just getting a job and quitting all the time. Let's see. Last game of the season, flex and time to be TBD because the NFL knows is going to versus New Orleans. So when you send long texts in, they get broken up into a lot of text, and it's kind of hard to read. But, yes, I would like to go to North. But, no, the Saints game is here, last game of the season, and I definitely will be going to that one. Let's see. Did you ever rock the Ricky Wild Thing Vaughn haircut? I did not ever rock the Ricky Wild Thing Vaughn haircut. The weirdest thing I ever did with my haircut outside of in 2020 when I dyed it green to be the Joker for Halloween, I had grown my hair out to about 6 inches or so, about as long as it is now. And I wanted to dye it white because I was 18 years old, and I was like, yeah, white hair, that'd be cool. So I put white hair dye in my hair, and it turned it orange because my hair is very dark brown. So, Garrett, what's the weirdest haircut you've ever had?
I got a mohawk when I played in a state championship game.
That's freaking awesome.
It was more of a faux hawk because I was kind of a softy.
Oh, because it wasn't set, like you didn't shave your head? I didn't shave it.
I was a baby.
And then you just spiked it a weird way?
Yeah, and I regret it.
Yeah, that's not a mohawk.
I regret not doing it.
You should have done the mohawk.
I should have done the full thing. Just
don't
that.
Live your life with regrets.
No.
I tell it's that so to silly. People who once had faux hawks. Also tell it. That to people going to buy big TVs. All right? Get the TV you want, not the TV you can afford. If you're going out to buy a big TV,
go get the TV.
Get the TV you want.
Just get the TV.
It's and not that much more expensive than the TV you're going to settle for.
And the thing is, you forget about how much you paid. And then,
yeah.
Like that's the thing in a situation like that. And then it's like, well, for just $200, really, was it worth just saving $200
no.
there?
No.
Really?
No.
Was it?
Get
no.
the TV. Get the big one.
Get the big one.
Get the one with a lot of HDMIs.
Life's too short.
You're not going to regret it.
Life's too
don't
short.
Don't live your life with freaking regrets. Thank you. Let's see. There was another one here from the favorite Sandlot player, Benny the Jet, Ham, or Squints. Okay. I got to go Benny the Jet because Benny the Jet makes it to the show.
Has to.
But Squints landed the girl. Now, the reason why it's Benny the Jet, because I never wore glasses. And I kind of tend to like characters that I model my, or that I look like, or model myself after. I am not Hispanic, but I can run fast. Benny the Jet ran fast. Nobody ever called me the Jet, but Benny the Jet played in the outfield. Did he? Where did Benny the Jet play? I think he played in the outfield because he was fast. He played center field. I played center field. I was also a catcher. That doesn't make my favorite character Ham, although Ham did have some of the best lines in the entire movie. So there you go. I think that's all to ask each other anything questions that we have on the text line. And there goes the music. Wow, talk about timing. Garrett, G-Chap. Do you like when people call you G-Chap? Did you ever gone by that before? Like,
I don't go by anything, but people call me every.
People call you that here a lot. And I don't know who the first
G-Money,
person was.
G-Chap, Chappy, Chapman.
Chappy.
Garrett.
Can I start calling you Chappy?
The girlfriend calls me Gary.
Gary?
Gary. With two
have
R's.
You ever gone by Gary at any
no.
point in your life? But your
my
girlfriend
mother hates
calls
it.
You that?
My mother hates it, but
it's
she
a cute
loves
pet
it.
Name, Gary.
Gary. That's what she calls me.
Can I start calling you Chappy?
You can call me anything you want. I don't care.
I'm the same.
Like, I do not care.
Clifton, Bo, Cliffy, Clifford,
as
whatever.
As long as I turn around and I hear what sure. you're saying, that's fine.
Garrett, thank you very much. This was fun. Flew by. Fastest 3 hours in radio right here. I can't say 2 hours because it was a 3 hour long show. And somebody already took the 2 hour long thing. So, anyways, catch me this week on the Steakhouse and the Midday Show with Andy Randy. Thank you for listening. Thank you for texting. Garrett, thanks a lot. Thanks for calling the couple guys that called. See you next time on the Bo Johnson Experience at some point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.